Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us for the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we have got a great show coming up for you today. But first, I want to thank some of our sponsors that help make this show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And I want to thank all our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And I tell you what, Tom, it's getting into that time of year where to go out and hang out on the deck out at Ed's, it's just a wonderful thing to be able to do and watch that sunset over the battleship.
Man, I was over there this weekend and did that. It was so cool. The temperature has dropped a little bit. And we set out on the back lower deck. You know, they've got the roof over that one now, where they have the band at, or the musicians.
Oh, yeah.
And we sat out there and just had a cup of coffee and waited till 11 o'clock when they started serving that fantabulous shrimp and corn and Kanaka sausage. I got to go. I'm going back over there to get something to eat right now.
I'll tell you what. I mean, any place that serves Kanaka sausage is doing it right. I'm out on the road, and I actually had the opportunity to stop in at the Kanaka sausage factory there in Evergreen. They've got it looks like a camping lodge that they have for a gift shop now.
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
I think I could probably go in there and never ever leave.
I guess go in there and just hunker down and stay for a week or so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, come out 200-300 pounds heavier, but...
I didn't say anything about that now.
Oh, yeah. Because, they got those Kanaka dogs on those little griddles, and they keep turning them.
Ah, man. Keep that smell going inside.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd have to get trainer wheels for my darn walker.
Yeah, I a lot of folks, a lot of places... You know, they've got wheelchairs, you know, that you can borrow, little scooters.
Oh, I need one of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they've got automated wheelbarrows.
Oh, I can handle that, too. Out. Yeah. Do they have trainer wheels on them?
There you go. Anyway, now that we're done talking about food.
I'm ready to go eat.
There you go. Hey, ESPN's all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at our Facebook page or follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SB. And I just got a tweet from somebody. They said, yeah, just remember, there's no carbs in sausage.
There you go, buddy. That's the reason I love it.
There you go.
I love it.
That's it. You can go Atkins. Just, you know, just go ahead and reserve a spot there at the Conecuh Lodge.
There you go. Yeah, but, get us a corner. We'll start doing the show from
there. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how much we'd be able to talk, though, Tom.
Well, let me get in that piece of sausage.
There you go. Well, I mean, it works for Joe Biden.
Well, hell yeah. You can just always push me back over in the corner and turn my face to the wall, let me mumble like he does.
There you go. But I have no idea how this started. Anyway.
Well, hey, you never know on this show, man. What the hell are you talking about?
You really go with the flow. You really don't. It can go up, down, sideways.
Most of sideways.
Moment. There you go. Hey, but later this hour in SBN, we're going to be joined by somebody who can keep us straight, or at least can keep Tom straight, the executive director for the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, General Janet Cobb. She's going to give us the latest on the goings on at the park, including their 9/11 memorial service coming up this Saturday. And we're also going to speak with Miss Fran Barber with the South Alabama Veterans Council. She's going to get us up to speed on all the happenings for our veterans in South Alabama. And goodness knows, Fran has got her hand in just about all of them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Awesome lady, does an outstanding job.
And, of course, Tom's tirade on toe-tapping Top Cat. One of those good ones you don't want to miss.
Yep.
But, hey, you know, Tom, obviously one of the things that we are looking at right now squarely in front of us is the anniversary of 9/11. As I said, I'm on the road. I'm flipping channels here in the hotel room. And it went so far as I watched, and the piece was very well done on ESPN, where they looked at how sports – help us heal from the tragedy of 9/11. And they went through and they looked at, they looked at the first hockey game and the first baseball game. And it's just remarkable to see how people, the United States had to find something to put a Band-Aid, if nothing else, on what had happened in 9/11. And of course, now, unfortunately, you flip to, say, Fox News, and of course, then you're getting what's happening today when you realize that we now know that the Gitmo 5 that President the traitor Obama traded for the even more traitorous Bo Bergdahl. You know, the Gitmo 5 that were supposed to just hang out in Qatar and go back to basket weaving. Apparently, they were a little higher up on the food chain than President Obama thought, because they're pretty much running things.
Cal, Ryan's on the line with us now also.
Oh, okay. Well, that's always great. Yeah, we can jump to... he's one of the folks that is going to be heading up one of the ceremonies in honor of 9/11. That's Mr. Ryan Cherrier with the Salute to Service. Hey, Ryan, welcome to SBN.
Thank you guys for having me this evening, and my sincere apologies for calling in a couple minutes later than scheduled.
Nah, no problem. No problem, big guy. No problem. Give us a little bit of insight about what your organization is and its mission.
Operation Reconnect is very simple. Actually, I founded it on my first deployment to Afghanistan in 2014. But in the most simplistic terms, we give military families time together. We do that by giving them the keys to a condominium or a beachfront home for 7 nights of uninterrupted time with their family when they return home from a deployment. Any branch, any rank, doesn't matter, enlisted or officer, if you've been downrange overseas on a combat deployment, I don't think I need to give a definition of that on this show, then you qualify for our program. The most recent returning deployers, if you've returned within the last 12 months, you have priority in our program. And ourselves, our community partners, everybody that donates their vacancies to us along the Gulf Coast makes Operation Reconnect possible. It is not a single person or even the organization. But as one of our favorite sayings is, we the people make it all happen. So we the people. Man, it's all about time.
That is an unbelievable event there. Now, is this upcoming event this Saturday?
Yes, sir. It is this Saturday, September 11th, and it's going to be at the Wharf in Orange Beach.
All right. Now, how can people make donations and all do this? Did I not hear that or what?
They can either come participate in the event, or we have a multitude of things going on. We're actually doing a motorcycle and Jeep beach cruise that is going to be escorted by the City of Orange Beach Police Department. But if you're not able to attend any of the event in person, you can always go to OperationReconnected.org, and there's information on this Salute to Service event directly on the website, and you can get involved easily from wherever you may be.
Ryan, that is awesome. Is there anything else that we need to bring forth to our listening audience?
No, it's never forget, it's we the people, and if you are a combat veteran, please take the time to go to OperationReconnect.org and learn about our program. And if you happen to be somebody listening anywhere along the Gulf Coast that can further our program of reconnecting military families after a combat deployment, please reach out to us and let us know what your ideas are. Thoughts may be.
All right. That's awesome, Ryan, and we certainly appreciate it. As always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, General Janet Cobb with battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park when we return on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans. For the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You can always catch us on the FM Talk 106.5 app on your smartphone. It is available on the Google Play Store as well as the Apple Surveillance Store. You can also check us out on Facebook, and it's always an honor to be joined on SVN by the only general with their own battleship, the executive director of the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, General Janet Cobb. General, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your service, and you can make Tom do push-ups now.
All right, Marines, Cal and Tom, good evening. It's always a pleasure to be on Scuttlebutt. How are you, gentlemen? Well, you know, and I use that in the kindest way. How are you, gentlemen, tonight?
We're doing fine, General. It's I wish you'd get rid of that brig, though. You scare me to death with that brig you got on board that battleship.
You're just too familiar with it.
I know it. I mean, I understand my picture's on the wall and everything.
That's right. Along with every post office in the country.
Oh, Dad, Byrne, you weren't supposed to tell them that, General. We're blessed to have you on board with us today, though. Give us a little insight on what's going on over at the fabulous battleship park.
Well, we had a great day today. The Alabama Department of Labor partnered with a number of employers that came in. It was a veterans job fair, and of course we also they opened it up to the public as well. We had a lot of great employers at the aircraft pavilion today, and we had almost 70 veterans coming through. We'll get some facts and figures from them later, but understand some of those folks had employment by the end of the day. We're always happy to host
that. That is so cool, General. Yes.
Saturday, Tom, you and I were just talking about 9/11. It's a generational thing, almost, coming in here 20 years later. Tunnel to Towers Foundation will host the Tunnel to Towers run from Battleship Park Saturday morning. They'll run downtown through the old tunnel, turn around and come back and finish at the park. And then at 9:30 that morning, we'll have a brief 9/11 20th anniversary commemorative ceremony. It's going to be very brief. Our chairman, Bill Tunnell, will greet everyone, introduce Major Brad Israel, who served in the U.S. Army Special Forces, particularly in Afghanistan. And I'll take a minute and close. It'll be very brief, just kind of a Brad's remembrances of that service. As we remember everyone killed on 9/11, military personnel, civilians, innocent civilians, will, you know, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, kind of like that day itself was. So I think a lot of us veterans this week are just, we're not saying a lot. I think we're thinking about everything going on in the world, but I think it all goes back to that day. And I kind of have chills right now thinking about where I was, and we can all remember.
Yes, we can. You know, and it's we can't and cannot forget the our servicemen and women that we lost since 9/11, 20 years ago, and the fact that they were fighting for, you know, to keep that overseas and not in our country.
That's right. That's right. And we've all talked to veterans in the last couple of weeks, some who are taking this news out of the Middle East, out of Afghanistan, very,
very
hard.
They are.
We just have to talk to these men and women, particularly these men who are in combat and serving in that theater. And we know that on that day that we were there, that those of you that served, I was in and out of Afghanistan. I had units there. It was worth it, gentlemen. Some people say, why do you think it's worth it?
Right.
Well, it's always worth it. The service
right.
that you give to your country
sure.
is always worth it.
Well, they had a need for us, or you know, they wouldn't put us where they needed us.
Well, and, that's right. That's right.
And then we had Then we had a mission to perform, and we did it to the best of our abilities.
That's right. That's right. And that's why we do what we do. But always a great day at Battleship Park, and Saturday will be a great, you know, the 5K run and the fun run. Have a lot of young people out there. I think projections are about 500 runners so far, and then we'll hoping everybody will drift over, and we think so. We've had a lot of calls about the ceremony, and it'll just be very short, sweet, and simple. But a commemoration of that day, as you say, Tom, we can never forget that.
We can never forget that. No. You know, and so many of our veterans lost their lives. They gave all. And then we had veterans that lost parts and pieces of their body that they'll never have again. And,
that's right.
You know, and we'll never forget Afghanistan.
No.
Never.
Or anywhere else our men and women have served over
right.
all these many
right.
years. Vietnam, Korea, World War II. We'll just, we have to remember. Because we have to try to forge ahead and make a better world, but we have to keep those memories alive. Those
right.
were our friends, our brothers, and our sisters.
Amen, amen. And you know, and an officer of your caliber, I mean, I know that you had thousands of people serving under you in the different capacities and all, and I know that you lost a lot of good friends and members of your branches of service while you were in. On board, and that's hard for an officer, as you know, to take, I'm sure.
Well, you know, when I enlisted, Tom, and I was a private, all of my sergeants that taught me the ropes were actually combat veterans of Vietnam. Four of the five platoon sergeants, the E7s in my first Army Reserve unit, were combat veterans, and I saw how they were affected. I saw what good men they were. I saw how little they talked about it.
Early
in my career, I saw the effect of true combat and serving your country on that level. And it's I was a transportation officer. I loaded and unloaded ships. My job was to get the force there for the fight.
Right.
But that's what it's all about, is supporting the fight.
Well, and, you know, and I was in supply in the Marine Corps, so I know what it is to make sure that you've got everything there that your unit needs, and they can't do without it, so there's no excuses. It's got to be there.
That's right, absolutely. And as long as you got coffee, you can do anything.
Oh, yeah, got to have plenty of coffee.
That's right.
Yes.
That is right.
Okay.
Well, we look forward to having Scuttlebutt back out later in the month. We'll be hosting the historic Ships Naval Historic Naval Ships Association, first time we've hosted since 2009. It's our annual meeting of a worldwide group that has all the museum ships, submarines, and a lot of unusual other type of ships as well. So we look forward to having y'all out for that.
Isn't it awesome for an Army general to have her own Navy?
Well, you know, I tell you what, Captain Howe made me an honorary admiral. He said no. Damn Army general could, be over that ship without being an honorary admiral.
Well,
sorry, folks, didn't mean to cuss, but I am quoting Captain Howe.
If Captain Howe said it, I believe it, because
I
used to kid him all the time about he was the greatest Uber driver we ever had. And you know what he had to say about that.
No, now I don't know about that.
I can't put it on air.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that another time.
Another time, another place. Okay.
All right.
Thank
got
you,
it,
General.
Got it.
All right. Blessing to have you on board. You're doing an outstanding job over there, and we are extremely proud to be part of the battleship services there in advertising. And, I'm just blown away by what you have there and what y'all do.
Well, it's for everyone, and it's to educate the public on the sacrifice of the men and women that have served. So y'all come see us and come out Saturday if you can. Even if you can't come to see us at Battleship Park for the run or for the 9/11 ceremony, find one somewhere or just look at that beautiful flag of ours wherever you
Amen.
Are.
Amen.
Never
Amen.
Forget.
Never forget. Never forget. Thank you, General.
All right, Marines.
What
Bye-bye.
A blessing. What a blessing. Yes. Cal?
Oh, yeah. Well, Tom, I was going to just – throw in there that, she's an honorary admiral, you're an honorary colonel, which still means you have to salute her.
I still have to salute her, but because she keeps reminding me about that damn brig.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to start putting in your qualifications that you're the only person who actually has the brig named for him.
Okay. All right. What is that now? The brig?
No, I just threw that in.
Oh, you just threw that in? Yeah. Oh, I've been in and out a few of them. We were supposed to be on the outside making sure that people stayed on the inside, but somehow or another, I slipped up and got inside a couple of times. I don't know what the hell that was about. But, I'll have to take
Marines
it and move on.
To do that.
Yeah, yes, Marines do that, yeah.
Hey, there you go. And as always, you can go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, Ms. Fran Barber with the South Alabama Veterans Council when we return to the Scuttlebutt.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And for those of you playing at home, Tom is self-identifying as the weather event formerly known as a tornado.
Really?
Oh, come on. That was a Biden joke. Really?
Biden's a damn joke himself. What are you talking about?
Well, okay. I was going to call you a Sharknado, but I didn't figure you'd know
well,
what that
whatever.
Was.
You got to get in line to get to me, baby.
There you go. And his preferred pronouns are not stranded and or held hostage.
Oh, yes. Okay. We'll go ahead with the crazy crap. But we want to thank the fine folks that helped make the show possible.
Yes!
All right, go on laugh, man. Go on laugh. Well, let's see if we get seriously about our sponsors, because we do need them. But we'd like to thank the folks that helped make the show possible, the Battleship, USS Alabama Memorial Park, RC lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg in Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
I always love it when Tom goes serious and tries to do an NPR voice.
That's pretty hard to do for me.
It is always a privilege to be joined on SBN by a great supporter of our military and veterans, the photographer to the stars, Ms. Fran Barber with the South Alabama Veterans Council. Hey, Fran, thank you for joining us. Hopefully you'll stick with us.
I'll be here.
She's about
fun down there.
She's about ready to run. Fred, we just had the general on, and we're talking about the things that's going to occur here this weekend on 9/11. You have an event out at the Mobile Memorial Gardens?
Yes, tomorrow the Mobile Memorial Gardens is having their 9/11 remembrance ceremony, and it's going to be at the Garden of Heroes. And one thing, forgetting is not an option. And they title their event, Lest We Forget. And their guest speaker is going to be Safety Director Lawrence Batiste.
Okay.
And it's going to be, like, again, it's going to be at 10:30.
Awesome. That's great. Well, can anybody participate in that, Fran?
It's open to the public. And it's a very, very humbling ceremony. And it's to show respect to our first responders. Those that are on the line every day.
Right.
Sacrificing for our safety.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I had the occasion to talk to a couple of young police officers today when I was leaving a restaurant. And I told them, I said, man, I tell you what, I appreciate your service. I appreciate what you do. And, I'd rather go back. I'd rather go back in the Marine Corps than do y'all's job. So
they've got it tough.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, but they appreciate what everybody else is doing. They appreciate the fact that we do recognize them and that they are on our front lines. And without them, we would be in a hell of a mess. Give us, in regards, we just had the general on, and we were talking about the event over at the battleship, and they're going to have the Tunnel to Tower race over there. But do you have some information about, when you can register and all that, or what?
Want to let everybody know it's not too late to register. Tomorrow's the cutoff, and what they can do is go online to trun.org, and they can find Mobile, City of Mobile. There's 59 cities in the United States that's participating in this.
Goodness.
And Mobile is one of them.
Goodness.
And
okay.
The run is going to be a start to finish at the battleship, and they're going to run through the old tunnel, turn around, and come back to the battleship.
Goodness, okay. All right. Go ahead.
A lot of people don't know what the Steven Stiller Foundation does. They honor the sacrifice of the firefighter Steven Stiller, who was killed on 9/11, and they honor our military and first responders who continue to make the sacrifice. And they have a program, it's called Smart Homes for our catastrophically injured service members.
Right.
I've located three in Alabama that they paid off the home for a paramedic in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay.
Who was on a 9/11 call, and he was killed on that call.
There.
They paid off his home. And they built a home for a Marine from Jacksonville, Alabama, who was wounded on his second tour. And in Huntsville, there was a police officer who was killed in the line of duty. They also paid off his home. So the money comes back to us.
Right.
For these people who run.
Right.
And want to know where the money's going. Some of that money's coming back to our first responders and military here in Alabama. It's a good program they have.
It's awesome to know that that is a concrete organization that we can depend on, that the money does come back to us. It doesn't get spent in all of the hierarchy of the management team.
It's always a lot of fun.
Yes.
to be out there with the runners.
What about the what's the deal about donating a piece of the Trade Center for the battleship?
A few years ago, I don't remember exactly what year it was, but the Steven Stiller Foundation brought a piece of the towers to the battleship as a memorial to 9/11, and it is on display in the pavilion.
Okay.
And the firefighters from New York City, a group of them, brought the memorial down.
Right.
And it was a very, very humbling situation. They had a program for them at the pavilion. And
okay. That's awesome. Give us an update, too, on the cleanup for the cemetery.
It's been hot.
Ooh, been hot. Okay.
It has been very hot. We lost our dear friend, Bill Atkinson.
Right, right.
He was our president of our organization, Veterans Memorial Recovery Team.
Yes.
We've been going, we go out on Thursdays and look for veterans. And since his passing, we've continued to go out. We've been working on the road. Soon we'll be getting back into the area that Bill and Neil were working in, looking for veterans all the week before he passed away. Getting back into that area.
Mm-mm-mm.
But his spirit is very, very evident out there.
I can rest you assured. So. What an awesome gentleman and a great friend of mine of probably 35 years. So it's just neat. Another thing that we've got coming up here is the
POWMIA.
POWMIA, September the 17th.
That's our POWMIA candlelight ceremony. It's going to be at the battleship at 6:30 p.m. We'll be supplying the candle. It's going to be at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. We have a few families that have responded who have an MIA or either have had a POW in past wars, like World War II, Korea,
right.
Vietnam. They will be there. It will be a brief ceremony, but like I said, forgetting is not an option.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And we will present
the missing. To know they're not forgotten.
Heck no. And we will present the missing man table there and go through that ceremony.
Yes. Tom's going to be the MC of that. And that's another humbling situation.
It is. Yes. Yep. It tears your heart out. Fran, it's just a blessing to have you on board here with us. Looking forward to talking to you again next week about a little more update on the POWMIA. And appreciate you coming on board today. And we certainly appreciate all the things that you're doing and working with the South Alabama Veterans Council and the Cemetery Committee.
Well, thank you. It's a labor of love.
You do an awesome job, little lady. Thank you. Thank you for what you do.
See you next week.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. And for more information, you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on the Tapping Top Cat. And more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Down we dice, coming a flame from under. Up with one, hell of a roar. We live in fame, we're all down in flame. Nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force.
Think you're bad with your rap? Well, I'll tell you, Pilgrim, the course started the crap. When you were just a gleam in your parents' eye, I was crossing the D-ware with George and the guys. Right, left, 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 right, left. I started on the footprints of old P.I. where I learned all about that Semper Fi. Didn't want to bother nobody, be a real nice guy, just to keep it shooting straight and avoid the D.I. Right, left, right, left, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Now, what is your major malfunction? Not a problem, do I see. 200 Hodges, well, what you gonna do? I got a four-man squad that'll see me through. That's 200 dead and 14,400 virgins. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. And what I do on your graves won't pass for flowers either. Now from Smedley Butler to the 3rd Air Wing, you haven't heard a cadence till you heard the Marines sing. We got the baddest cadence in history, and the others just wish they was USMC. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Meanwhile, back at the camp, Lejeune, that is, Reveille and Daylong humps. Well, the first thing you know, Top Cat's a buck sergeant. First sergeant says, Tom, cut your damn hair. Said, if you're gonna make it in this man's corps, you better drop and give me 20. So I hit the floor. Quarter deck, that is. Push-ups till you just can't stop. Trips to the pit till you gotta drop. High and tights and sleepless nights. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Now you heard me on the airwaves the doing my thing, but deep in my heart I'm still a Marine. Mama, mama, can't you see what the Marines have done to me? Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye, sir. Well, I don't know if that's how you strum, but this Marine knows how to overcome. Chesty Puller, Chesty Puller, Chesty Puller, let me rock you, Chesty Puller. Let me rock you, Chesty Puller, that's all I want to do, Chesty Puller. Right, left, right, left. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, there's nothing to the way we do it. Hoorah! Iowa, Tripoli, Iraq. Marines been kicking it in the east, gonna kick it in the west. No need to show you who's the best. Nothing to the way we do it. Suribachi, Achi, Haji, too. Guess what, America? We guard you. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
And I gotta catch you. Gotta catch my. I gotta catch my breath. I've been doing push-ups.
There you go.
You didn't know I could rap, did you?
And I'm still not certain that you can, Tom.
I was trying. I'm still in a practice mode. You know, if you can't do it, great. Yeah. Just keep practicing.
Oh, well, that's it. That's it.
All right,
we'll keep you doing that. But welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. I always have the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And I think that is a classic definition of a white boy rap.
Yes.
It could be a white country boy rap.
Yeah, but right. That's the reason we don't make the money. we don't make the money on that. We got St. Contra, boy.
Well, you know, yeah, we put that one together for you because you were a huge fan of John Wayne.
Oh, Duke. Hell yes.
And, of course, that is sort of a knockoff of what some folks out there may remember as the Rapping Duke.
Rapping Duke, right.
Yep. Right.
He did a better job of it than I did.
I'm pretty sure John Wayne is rolling over wherever he is.
He's tore the inside out of that damn casket, baby.
There you go. But, we've got an event coming up. I don't think we touched on it yet, Tom. But there's another event coming up this Saturday, September 11th. It's at 10 a.m. And it is at the main library there on Government Street, Burnham Hall. And it is in honor of the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
How many folks would know that little bit of trivia?
Woo, 100th?
You would, Tom. I mean, you're probably there.
I helped lay him in there. Yeah.
Well, that's Tom.
Yes.
They're unknown.
I know it. But he was there, we didn't know who he was. There wasn't much left.
Oh, my God, Tom. Anyway. It's going to be September 11th, 10 a.m. at Burnham Hall. And the speaker is going to be Edward A. Goodnight, Major Retired U.S. Air Force. He has actually been on that detail. And if you've ever been, I don't know, Tom, have you been to the Tomb of the Unknowns?
I was the first one.
Right, because you couldn't figure out if you were there or not, right?
Right, yeah. So I just kept walking around.
It's a phenomenal ceremony that goes along with
awesome,
what
yes.
goes on up there. And so we obviously encourage you to go out this week or this weekend on Saturday and participate. Of course, Tom, we talked about a bunch of events that are coming up on Saturday, including the events over at the battleship.
All right. I'm going to be spread pretty thin.
Well, that's saying something for you with that lock of hair you got up there, dude.
All right, come on, baby. I still got mine, and you can't say that.
Gotcha. Hey, you were still 95.9% of the scuttlebutt. So.
Oh, that's right. I don't know what the hell parts you play. But anyway, we're glad to have you on board today.
Wait. When do I get my pictures?
Oh, you don't get a picture. You got to get 10% before you get a picture.
Oh, that's it. That's right. It's radio.
Yeah.
But, of course, Tom, we kind of started the show talking about the anniversary of the 9/11 attack.
Right.
But, one of those follow-on attacks that, I don't know how we celebrate it or commemorate it. But, Benghazi was another 9/11 attack, Tom.
Oh, yes. It was. Yep.
And it was just as much an attack on U.S. soil because of where it occurred.
Right. It was our embassy.
The 9/11 attack in New York City.
Yes. And, an embassy is U.S. soil. It doesn't make a difference what country it's in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, what we now know, and of course you've done some great tirades on that, is that our consulate there was effectively left to its own devices.
Right.
And it was only the fortitude and the fighting spirit of some of our veterans who were there actually at a CIA enclave that went to go and fight for that, that little consulate.
Right.
That effectively was left to its own devices.
Oh, yeah, it was another Afghanistan. They just thought, they said, we're gone, boop, get hit. And they left, and they didn't send anybody in to help. But they left Americans there, too.
Flip-flop it. And, so Afghanistan is another Benghazi, which is another 9/11.
Right. But, just bigger scales.
It is. I mean, how many times? I mean, Tom, even going back, because I know one of your tirades had to deal with the fact we went back to look at Mogadishu.
Right.
And what happened there. with Black Hawk Down.
Right.
And it was another situation where you had a Democratic president who was like, nope, we're just going to let him go. I'm sitting here. Anyway, God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah.